the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Just being honest here, there's a thing in the Bible that's always struck me as a little bit strange. I didn't understand it. I don't fully yet, but Jesus talked about how he's going through this list of blessed are the, or happy are these people. In my kingdom, these people are happy. One of them is people who hunger and thirst for righteousness, which sounded to me always like, it sounds like a very religious thing to say. Whenever somebody says righteousness, well, righteousness is being right with God. And self-righteousness is leaving God out of the equation, going, I'm good. But I never understood hunger and thirst for it. Someone said, yeah, that's because people who think they're good don't hunger and thirst for righteousness. Why would you?
You have it already.
You already think you're good. And I think that's so true. Like, if I've not experienced that, it's probably because I'm not hungry. I already have that, right?
But if you realize you're not hitting the mark and you never will,
uh-huh.
You hunger for something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In order to make, like, just to thank God that he's been so good. This is, I want to live this way because he's been so good to me. Everybody's got a take on some things. One of those things is the Bible. Everybody's got an opinion about the Bible. And they never have read it. Oh, it's a book of myths. Really? Actually, it's 66 books. It's a bunch of different literature styles. What do you mean, book of myths? What do you, have you read myths before? I mean, I just don't, we've all got a take on it. But one is this. Hey, man, Bible's fine and all that, but let's just really just focus on Jesus. Let's not worry about the Bible, what the Bible says about this or that. Let's just really focus on Jesus. And I get that. I understand the desire to do that. But here's what happens when you focus on Jesus. You find he's quoting the Bible constantly. So he clearly regards it mm-hmm. very highly.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's worth our time to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's pointing us to a very freeing truth about who God is.
And then it's who he is.
Who he is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, let's focus on Jesus, all right? But if I'm going to be like him, man, that, the Bible's going to grow in importance. Seems subjective to me, but here's a list. The most beautiful faces in the world. Most beautiful females, most beautiful males.
Okay.
The most beautiful man is, his face is Jason Momoa, the actor.
Okay.
I guess.
He does have a beautiful face, but with all the people
right.
on the earth...
You know what's interesting?
What?
I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to do that?
Yeah.
And I looked at this list. It's a bunch of actors.
Yeah, people we already know.
Completely ignore other industries.
Mm-hmm.
Christian radio.
Oh.
Nobody.
I didn't see where you were going with this.
I was scrolling through. I'm like, okay, so where's Sherry? Where's Brant? Where's Sherry Brant?
And no, ignored.
Neither one.
Wow.
I know. It's just a bunch of actors. Maybe you're this way too. I love actually guys and actually ladies, by the way. Actually. These are the people who come along and straighten you out about something. And in case you're like, oh, I bet you don't like it when they do it to you. Yes, I do.
No, you do. I've witnessed you actually being very happy when someone straightens you out about something you said in
Absolutely.
History or literature. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, actually, Brant, that didn't happen until 1917
you're
or whatever.
You're like, you know, like, what? You're
Thank
right.
you.
Yeah.
You have given me information. I grow wiser because of you.
Sure.
So I'm going to help with something. This is an actually moment.
Okay.
That you can use with people. And hopefully they'll appreciate it. But you got to do it soon.
Okay.
Because it's right after... You know, we had New Year's Eve a few days ago.
Right.
They always are like, we have about a million people here in New York City, Times Square, blah,
yes.
blah, blah. About a million people jammed in here. They said this for years. They don't even have close to that. It's not even 100,000 people. They've okay. done the, if you've ever been to Times Square and they've actually done the population research on this,
yes.
there may be 80,000 people there. That's
and,
it.
And it's spilling out into the streets.
Well,
and
it's
the...
just a bunch of people gathering in a small area. It's not that big.
Okay.
So actually... no, you don't have a million people there. They only have, you know, about 80,000. So.
And how does that help the person who said
because,
there are a million people there?
Because you can hang out by the water cooler.
Yeah.
And when someone walks over, you can tell them, hey, you know what they told you about.
Oh, now you're volunteering and
yeah.
it's not even a response.
That was all a big lie. And then as they walk away,
yeah.
you can be, the next person comes
sure.
up, you can use it with them too.
That's how you make friends.
That's how you make friends. Talk about Jesus. He is the king. I'm completely convinced of this, and he's the best way to go for everybody. Yeah, I really believe that. You're saying for everybody? Yep. I really believe that. You know what, though? Can't force people. Can't coerce people. He doesn't do that. He could have taken over at any moment. At any moment. In fact, he was tempted by the devil to do it in one of the stories. Like, this is, hey, you're the king, man, so go ahead and take the throne here. Not going to do it that way. That's not how he operates. And I think about all the people online that I'd like to, I don't know, just logically pummel into submission or something. Or neighbors and people around. It's just like, oh, it's just frustrating. They need to get it. Or old friends that still won't. You know what? Can't control them. That's not how Jesus operates. He doesn't do it that way. He gives people freedom, and that's just the way he does it. Some people are like, oh, Brant, he's a nerd. He was president of a library club. He doesn't know how to fix cars and stuff. He's not. Oh, yeah?
Well, those things are true.
Well, I got this email.
But aren't those things true?
Just now from Scar is his name.
Oh, weird. Wow, that's scary. Isn't that Lion King? The villain from The Lion King is sent Brant.
That's different. Okay. It's different. That's silly. This is from Scar. Say, yo, what up? I'm just reading this. Mad respect.
Mad
with two D's.
Oh,
respect,
really?
For what you do on the show. Me and the fellas were talking, though, and those, T-H-O.
This is an email right out of the 80s.
We think the only way you can really prove you're man enough and cool enough for us is if you rise to this challenge. Mm. And so the challenge, it says, play Tomorrow from Annie, it says, on your flute. From the Broadway musical, Annie.
To be clear.
They want me to play Tomorrow.
I just want to make sure. Scar and the fellas are asking you to play Annie.
Okay, not
Tomorrow.
Okay. Hang on, Scar.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. Yes, there.
I think I've made my case.
Yeah, there were some extra notes.
I think,
but Scar can take it.
I think I've made my case, Scar. So, yeah. Yeah, I am that cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. The program you're listening to is just it's a home for ideas. It's a haven for ideas. I come up with really good ideas.
Sure.
And it's also like a skeet shooting competition for Sherry.
I was going to guess that's where I come in.
I launched the ideas like the clay pigeons into the air and she shotguns them down. But I'm still going to try.
Okay, good.
Because I believe in this.
Launch it on out.
Could
there.
Could we do a GoFundMe? You and I for the show,
mm-hmm.
where people give money toward a bus, like a nice bus.
Okay.
And I just saw one. It made me think about this. Here's where it gets really, really cool.
Okay.
Half the bus, like, comes down on the side,
mm-hmm.
and it reveals a puppet stage. So this show could drive that around, mm-hmm. and do puppet ministry anywhere. In the continental United States, Canada.
Wherever it's requested.
Mexico. We could go south if
sure.
we wanted.
Of
but,
course.
But be a nice place. I saw that. I'm like, that is awesome.
Well.
That would minister to people. And.
Well, we do the show. Ideally, what we're doing right now is ministering to people.
I know. But there's always more. There's a bigger vision. That's the thing. And I want to tell you about Sherry. Like, she's awesome, but sometimes she lacks the bigger...
Okay. I lack the big picture.
Big impact vision.
Got it.
Here's a really good New Year's resolution, and I totally just thought of it myself. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to give myself some credit for it. But it says,
yes.
if you have an artistic side, and most people do, you have something you like to make, you like to create, you like to think about, I mean, anything from baking to interior design to architecture to painting to songwriting to woodworking, you know, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here'd be a great resolution. Do more of it.
Mm.
Not out of guilt. And I know if you have a busy schedule or whatever, but just make more stuff. Maybe it comes out of Netflix time or something, but make more stuff because it's so awesome. Think about how great this is. The creator of the universe creates us in his image. And guess what we just feel like we have to do? Create things out of nothing. We see things. Like if you're an interior design person, you can see how a room can look before anybody else. You see it and it's not there. out of nothing, you see this. A painter, a sculptor looks at a big hunk of rock and sees something else. That's amazing. Like, explain that just out of natural terms. But we're made in his image, and he created everything out of nothing. So yeah, if you're a playwright like Sherry, maybe you're an author, you love to make gardens, you love to like make cakes, you like, do it. Hope you don't mind if I give you a hard-won lesson just from one guy's experience. Sometimes you wonder, is this true? Is this good? Is this something that I should buy into? It could be politics, it could be philosophy, it could be worldview, it could be all sorts of stuff. Over time, my experience has been, I've found, just speaking for me, if something supports the idea that Jesus is the authority, that's a very good thing. But if something comes along that inches that away, that's really not, you kind of have to push Jesus to the side a little bit in order to incorporate that whole agenda into your life, then that's not a good thing. And it's ultimately a destructive thing. And Jesus talked about that. That's most things. He said the way is wide, the narrow way is hard. Please let me encourage you. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to encourage you. If you've got an artistic side, you like to create anything, do it. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is a year, like if that's a good New Year's resolution. God's the creator. He created us in his image. Look, every culture, they've had to do it. You have to. They would take pottery and paint stuff on. You don't have to. It's just functional. It's just to store the food or the water or whatever.
Something compels you.
You gotta make something. Yeah. It's so cool. And it's not normal. Mm-hmm. It's a miracle. What an honor to be able to do that. That God gave us an artistic side, so do it. And if you're like, well, I'm not as good as the other people, so what?
It doesn't matter.
So, well, enough with the experts. God gave you the vision to be able to see something and make it beautiful. New Year's resolution. Okay. More puppets.
Okay.
Think about that.
For us or for everyone?
For everybody. Everyone. For us and okay. Everybody. You know who's really great with puppets?
What?
John Cooper from Skillet.
Really?
He's great. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I play puppets with him.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And
okay.
He was totally cool with it. And also, Michael W. Smith.
Is good at puppet ministry.
He's really good with puppets.
I had no idea.
A lot of these people, you don't think about it.
Right. They don't talk about it. I think you're the only one that's really forthcoming with your puppet ministry.
That's true. But the thing is, they're also successful people.
That's true. Yes.
So it's neat that someone else is willing to jump in there and do it. Mm-hmm. And maybe John Cooper and Michael W. Smith could be on the show.
Are you still pushing this bus with the puppet
stage
on the side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if the show does a GoFundMe and it's me and John Cooper and Michael W. Smith just traveling the country together doing puppet show.
I want to ask you a question.
Trying to tell me that wouldn't be a good reality show.
Could you please answer this question honestly? Don't you think people would rather hear them sing than watch them do puppets?
You haven't seen him do puppets, Sherry. Okay, so we're not going to say who this is.
Right.
All right, so I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It is a friend, by the way. It's not the quote friends and it's actually me. It is a friend.
Okay.
You know how you say a friend and it's actually you?
Yeah.
That's not this.
Yeah.
So she's doing a Christian dating website.
Okay.
And she gave me her login and password so that...
Maybe to just have an extra pair of eyes?
Yeah, I think
so. Wisdom.
And some for some wisdom. And, you know, instead of having to explain it all, yeah, I'm there too. So you can just say, well, you know, mm-hmm. what do you think about Jack or think about whatever. Mm-hmm. But man, I know we talk about all the time men being visual, right? I think there's been a lot of discussion on that and focus on that. So much so that I think sometimes we think that women aren't, meaning mm-hmm. your first initial visual presentation doesn't matter as much if you're a guy. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell guys, it does.
So what are they doing wrong?
Well, one guy had like a cat on his head.
Okay. What are they doing wrong?
Halfway through, I realized I was talking to the wrong person about this and I shouldn't.
He had a cat on his head?
He had a cat on his head. That's his profile picture.
Hang on.
Okay.
We have breaking animal news. There's a cat on a guy's head.
On a dating website.
Maybe he didn't realize it when he put the profile photo up. Maybe it's only now you look at it like, wait a second, is that something on your head?
Oh my goodness, that's my cat.
Zoom in. Zoom in. The cat. Got a cat on your head. Oh, dude, sorry.
Oh,
let me take that down. You don't know what the story is behind that.
Well, all of them are not.
There's a cat on his head. But okay, seriously, unpack that. Like, is it, he's doing it to be funny, right?
So I don't know. That's okay, the thing. Like, even if that was your thought process, I want you to know that you have to think those things through. Like, all the pictures look like they haven't been thought through at all.
Well, they probably needed the analog of what she's doing mm-hmm. with you, mm-hmm. having a friend.
Yes.
Take
yes.
a look at what you're doing there and go, hey, yes. bro, noticed your profile photo. You know, you want just the right kind of animal on your head. And
the cat's not it.
I don't know about the house cat. Can I tell you a quick cat story?
Yes, please.
I just don't understand this.
Okay.
Yesterday, my wife comes in the door. She's got a cat. Mm-hmm. We don't have a cat. She's allergic to cats. She's
whoa.
Like, oh, look at this cat. He's so cute.
Okay. But
he's lost. He's got a collar on. Mm-hmm. So the cat's kind of scratching at me, and I'm holding it. We're trying to look at there's a phone number on the collar.
Yeah.
And it's got his name. Mm-hmm. I guess I can share it on
yes,
the air.
Yes, you can. Sure, I think
Snickers.
So. Okay.
And Snickers' number is on the collar.
Snickers'
so
phone number.
I'm trying to read the number, mm-hmm. which wasn't easy because the cat's like...
And well, Snickers doesn't know you.
No, he doesn't. Right. I understand that. Mm-hmm. And so while I'm looking at, you know, trying to move the collar around, tell my wife, so she's dialing in. Well, they don't mm-hmm. answer. She leaves a voicemail. She texts.
Yeah.
And finally, lady, we have to keep Snickers for several hours.
Oh, how did Cozy respond to that?
Well, we had to keep her locked in a bathroom. Okay. Again, my wife is allergic, highly.
Okay, right.
So lady's like, well, you know, you really didn't need to call.
Oh.
Because that cat, you know, it's a feral cat. It was outside, and we just keep it outside, and we don't, you know, so you didn't really need to call. And you can just set it free. Just go to your door and set it free, she said. Hmm. And we're like, what? So...
Why
there's so many questions. Like
why the Snickers have the number on it?
It was a feral cat.
Right.
So all you've done effectively is named it Snickers and put your phone number on it and stuck it back outside to live.
And we called.
And we called it. Number. But you don't want people calling it. So what are we...
What are we doing
and
here?
She said, you know, you don't need to worry about because she's because he's microchipped and everything. Well, so you microchipped the feral cat that you don't want around. Is it really your cat, or is it just?
Oh,
like,
that's a great question.
I mean, you just tagged it basically
yeah,
to
right.
go.
That's why Snickers was scratching at you,
right?
Because in Snickers' head, I'm a free agent.
Right. I don't. I'm not even Snickers as far as he's concerned. I just
my
don't.
My name's Scott.
We just like we set him. My name is Scott.
Somebody named me.
You call me Snickers one more time, I'm gonna scratch you yeah. like you would not believe. I don't understand it. So we set him back outside. So
all right, there's that.
Don't put the, I mean, your phone number's on. I thought we were rescuing your...
Nope.
It's like, what are you calling me for? Well, your phone number's on the cat. Oh, like that's an outdoor cat.
Oh. Mm. Well, who put the phone number on okay. Snickers?
Sorry, Snickers. Anyway, cat was on his head.
Yes.
And so what else did you learn? Let me ask you this for guy's sake too.
Yes.
What else do they need to not be doing? And they're like, you want to make a good first impression.
That is right.
My guess is that it's about being clean,
and well kept. Yes.
Like you care.
Yes. About your appearance.
About your appearance.
And I would say, or I should do percentages. I would say about 75% of the guys do not look that way.
Oh, like they care.
Yeah. Ooh. So I would say, or you're either you care or you're trying too hard. You don't want that either.
Care too much.
Yeah. That like squinty kind of off in the sunset kind of look, like not that either. So what I would suggest would be my only suggestion is run all pictures through a woman in your life.
That's a good idea.
That's the only thing that I could say. Because I don't know that a guy is able to, like some of the pictures. I've been fascinated by it. I'm not even looking for her anymore.
Right.
I'm just looking like, oh my goodness. No. I almost want to start my own business where I'm like,
People do. People do start that.
Really?
Yeah. Where they try to help you package yourself?
Oh my goodness. I felt sad because I thought a lot of these guys, because my friend's a believer, are believers. So that you feel like it's a brother, maybe a little brother in Christ, and you want to say.
You got no idea about
that
either.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, that's true. Clueless. You don't. It's scary. Some of the stuff is scary. Like some of the stuff you read and you're like, okay. Then other stuff feels really canned, like you.
Yeah, they're on a Christian website to meet women.
Yeah. Yeah,
it doesn't invalidate anybody's faith. We have no idea, but like, you certainly would be naive to just presume that.
That's true.
Everybody's like, yep, he doesn't lean on his own understanding. Right.
In all his ways.
He acknowledges God, and God's going to make his path straight. I know that because he used the scripture.
He is casting his cares.
I like the idea of squinting off into the sunset, though. It's like if you put it on your hobby, staring directly at the sun. Okay.
I see that reflected in your picture here.
I'm going to keep looking for somebody who's got a better hobby that's less destructive to his retinal walls than that.
It's not good husband material. Mm-mm.
We were just talking about making things. If you have any artistic side at all, do it. God created you in his image. He's a creator. Out of nothing, he makes something. I wish, this is kind of a thing for me, and this is not a criticism of worship music that everybody's, I would like more of it.
Okay.
Like, there's somebody in your church gathering that can write a song. Do that person's song. Mm. Is it as good as the pros? No, but it comes out of your community.
Yeah.
It's your people. It's your family. Mm-hmm. There's something beautiful about that. And what got me thinking about that, too, was a song that my daughter and son wrote when they were tiny, like 9 and 6. Okay. He picked up a guitar and he could play some chords. Mm-hmm. I showed him how, but like he abandoned it after that. He wanted to do his own thing, play violin or whatever. But she wrote the lyrics, and I'm going to play it for you.
Okay.
And this is not Lauren Daigle and it's not Chris Tomlin. Mm-hmm. It's just two little kids. But we sang it in our church group.
Really?
It's not a big stage, like a family church.
Mm-hmm. You know? Okay.
But I'll turn it out, this may be a little out of tune. Doesn't matter. I didn't practice this. I haven't sung it in years.
Okay.
It's called The Ladybug, and it goes, yeah, like this. Okay, so this is two little kids wrote this, but
okay.
Everything on the ladybug stands for something. Everything on the ladybug stands for something. Remember 6-year-old lyrics? The black part stands for his life everlasting. The red part stands for his blood. The black part stands for his life everlasting. The red part stands for his blood. Everything on the ladybug stands for something. It was like that.
Your kids wrote that?
Yeah, they did. Now, I can't remember how she came across the life everlasting thing, because that seems out of, but that's, they came up with that.
Wow.
It's just a short little thing, but it's not, again, it's not Lauren Daigle, it's two chords, but it's from us. There's something beautiful about that. So if you got somebody in your church, maybe his kids, like, go ahead and sing their songs, man.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blast Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.